presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now Superman, courageous visitor from the destroyed planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with a physical structure never before dreamed of by mortal men. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, and race a speeding bullet to its target. And who fights the battle of truth and justice on Earth, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent, he and young Nancy Bardet, owner of Happy Land Amusement Park, were waiting at the park for a telephone call from Lois Lane. If you remember, Midway Martin, owner of a rival amusement park, Carnival Town, had made a number of attempts to put Happy Land out of business. Failing at that, he tricked Nancy Bardet into selling it to him for one-tenth its value. Courageously, Lois Lane followed Martin in her car to retrieve the bill of sale Nancy Bardet signed. As our story continues today, the telephone call from Lois has come through. But before she can tell Kent where she is, a muffled cry comes over the wire and the line goes dead. Frantically, Kent tries to raise the operator. Listen.
Operator. Hello, operator.
Your party disconnected, sir.
I know, operator, but where did that call originate? Where did it come from?
One moment, please.
Thank you.
What happened, Mr. Kent?
Something went wrong. Lois was just about to tell me where she was when she was stopped from talking some way and the line went dead.
Oh.
Trying to get the operator to trace the call.
Oh, Mr. Kent, what could it have been?
I don't know, Miss Bardet. Whatever it is, it looks serious. Wait a minute, here's the operator.
I have the information you requested, sir. That call came from the Colonial Hotel in Parkville.
The Colonial Hotel in Parkville. Thank you very much.
Parkville's about 50 miles upstate.
Yes, I know where it is. I'm going to leave at once.
Can I come with you?
I don't think you'd better, Miss Bardet. You stay here and keep an eye on the amusement park. I'll call you and let you know if anything happens.
You won't forget, because I'll be waiting here anxiously.
No, I won't forget. Goodbye. Don't worry. Oh, poor kid. Eating her heart out. Blaming everything on herself. Well, maybe it's not too late to teach Martin a lesson and get Lois out of whatever danger she's in. Well, if anyone can do it, Superman can. It's dark enough here to make the change.
There, that does it. Now, off to Parkville and the Colonial Hotel as fast as I can make it. Up! Up! And away!
Cloaked in darkness, Superman speeds swiftly to the rescue, winging over hill and valley like some giant bird, his strange, curious power driving him through the night with incredible speed. But meanwhile, 50 miles from the Happy Land Amusement Park, Lois Lane is suffering uncomfortable moments. Trapped in her hotel room by Midway Martin and his henchman Kelly, she faces them with defiance on her lips, fear in her heart. Listen.
I won't tell you who I was calling, and nothing you do will ever get it out of me.
Pretty cocky, aren't you, Miss Lane?
You can call it that if you care to.
She was calling that reporter Kent Midway. I know all about it, Kelly. Maybe you'd better go down and see that the car's gassed up. I've changed my mind about staying here overnight. We'll keep moving.
Okay.
Now, Miss Lane, perhaps you'll tell me why you followed us here. What did you expect to gain?
I want that bill of sale you tricked Nancy Bardet into signing. You have no right to it.
Every right in the world, girlie. I paid for the Happy Land Amusement Park, and it's mine, lock, stock, and barrel.
You paid for it? You'll mean you stole it.
Have it your own way. All I know is that I've got a legal bill of sale. And just as soon as I return from taking a little vacation, I'm going to take possession.
That's what you think.
No, I don't think it, Miss Lane. I know it. And if you take my advice, you'll keep your pretty little nose out of my affairs. You know, you might get hurt.
I'm not afraid of you, Midway Martin. You can't frighten me.
Is that so? Well, supposing I decide to take you with me, just to keep you out of trouble.
You wouldn't dare. There are still a few laws in this country that you're afraid of.
Really? Well, girlie, you're coming with me, laws or no laws. Come on.
Let go of my arm.
Come on.
I said let go of my arm.
Behave yourself, girlie. I'm warning you.
I'll behave myself just the way I should. How's this?
Oh.
And this.
Stop. Die, you little fool. Stop it, I
You're say. A thief and a swindler.
Stop.
He tripped. Oh. He tripped and fell. His head struck the chair. He's stunned. The bill sale. Oh. It must be in his pocket. This is my chance to get it.
Oh.
Yes. Here it is. Oh, what a break. Now to slip by Kelly and get back to Happy Land before Martin comes too. If I can get a 5-mile start on him, it's safe. Certainly worth trying.
Well, here goes.
Taking her life in her hands, Lois leaves the hotel unobserved, hurries to her car, and starts back to Happy Land with the precious bill of sale that means everything to Nancy Bardet. But Midway Martin, only stunned by his accidental fall, recovers quickly. Finding Lois and the bill of sale missing, he and Kelly give chase in a high-powered car.
Keep your eyes peeled for a taillight, Kelly. We ought to be pulling up on her soon.
Well, what if she didn't take this road, Midway?
She took it. It's the only decent one. Yeah, what's that up ahead?
Car coming this way. You know, I still don't understand how she got away with that bill of sale.
Never mind that. She's got it. And we've got to get it back. That piece of paper is worth over $100,000 to me.
Sure. Watch it. Watch it. Sharp curve up ahead.
I see it.
Boy, the road gets narrow through here. There's only two lanes. You think it's safe to be doing 60?
Not getting nervous, are you, Kelly?
No, but we're going up into the hills. The road runs along a cliff. There's a 100-foot drop on the right.
Don't worry. This car here is like a baby. That jalopy she's driving can't do more than 30 along here.
Look out!
I didn't see that one coming up.
Boy, we almost went over. The wheels skipped.
All right. Pipe down.
There's a car up ahead of us.
Yeah, that must be her.
Well, what are you going to do?
Pull up ahead of her and block the road.
Yeah, but what if she don't stop?
She'll stop or get killed. Hold on. Here we go.
I must be getting pretty close to Parkville. I've been following that road all the way up. There's only one thing that worries me. Martin may have skipped and taken Lois with him. If he did, I may have trouble locating him. Faster, faster! Couple of cars down on the road. Say, one of them's traveling fast. Too fast for a narrow road like that. Look at him skid around that curve. He's mad or drunk. Great Scott, what's he trying to do? Catch the car ahead of him? A fool, he'll either crash into it or go over that cliff. I'd better hang around in case anything happens. Down! Down!
We've got her, Kelly. She can't get away now.
She won't pull over. She's hugging the middle of the road.
I'll get her over.
Look out! Look out! She'll crash!
Hey, listen. Who's running this car?
I tell you, she won't get over, Midway.
All right, then we'll force her over. Hold on.
Midway, there ain't room.
I'll make room.
Don't. She'll kill us. Look out. She's going over. Over the cliff.
A maniac. He forced that small car off the road, over the cliff. It's falling, turning end over end. I've got to catch it before it crashes. Down, down. Great Scott, someone fell out of the front seat. Can't bother about the car now. Got to save whoever it is. Down, faster, faster. Now, another few feet. There, I can reach out just in time to... There, I've got her. There. Now to land and see what's what. Great heavens, it's Lois Lane. That means the car chasing her was Midway Martin's. Evidently, they wanted something. That means they'll be back. Yes, there's the car parked on the road. It's Martin's car, all right. I'll just hide behind this big rock and wait for them to come down to get what they're after. They'll get it, all right. They'll get plenty.
Yeah, there's not a chance that she's alive, Midway.
Who cares? All I want is that bill of sale.
Yeah, but it's murder. You forced her off the road.
Shut up, you fool. Who's to know it except you and me?
I know it, Martin.
Who's that?
You can't see me, but I can see you. I watched you kill that girl by forcing her car over the cliff. You'll hang for it, Martin, and you too, Kelly.
No. Run with me. Run for your life.
Running won't help you. Here I come.
He's got me.
I told you running away wouldn't help. Here, try this.
Oh.
And this for you, Martin.
Stop.
Now I'll give you both something to remember me by.
No.
Now for the finishing touches. This is yours, Martin.
Stop.
And now you, Kelly. Out cold, both of them. I'll dump them into their car, come back for Lois, and get them to the police before they've even come to. Hop. Hop. And away.
Still is a mystery to me how I escaped being killed instantly.
The last thing I remember, my car was going over the cliff.
I wouldn't think about it, Lois.
No, Miss Bardette's right, Lois. You were lucky, that's all.
And I was lucky you happened to come along that road when you did, Mr. Kent, or Martin would have gotten that bill of sale out of the wrecked car.
Well, he's safe now, safe behind bars. And incidentally, Lois, haven't we a story to write about the Happyland Amusement Park?
And what a story. Well, come on. Goodbye, Nancy. See you soon. Goodbye, Lois. Goodbye, Mr. Kent. And thanks a million.
Oh, forget it. Lots of luck with Happyland.
So once again, Superman, with his strange, unbelievable powers, brings happiness where there was only sorrow. What new adventure is even now looming on the horizon? No matter what it is, you may be sure it will have its share of thrills and excitement. So don't forget, be with us next time for the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.